Twilight Zone, 1959, Season 5, Episode 21. Spur of the moment. Theme music playing. You unlock this door with key imagination. Beyond is another dimension. Dimension of sound, glass shattering. Dimension of sight. Dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. Trust over into the Twilight Zone. Birds chirping, screeching. Annie. Wait, Annie. This is the face of terror. Annie Marie Henderson. Her young innocence suddenly marred by a savage, wholly anticipated pursuit by a strange, nightmarish figure of a woman in black. It appeared as if from nowhere. An owl, a driving gallop, chases a terrified girl across the countryside as if she means to ride her down and kill her. Then suddenly, inspectively stops to watch in malignant silence as her prey takes flight. Miss Henderson, no idea whatsoever as to the motive for this pursuit, was not the vaguest notion regarding the identity of pursuer. Soon enough, she'll be given a solution to a twofold mystery, but in a manner far beyond her present capacity, turns the sand. A manner incrementally bizarre in terms of time and space, which is say is an answer from the Twilight Zone. What a name or what is it? Annie just came riding back as though the devil's self were chasing her. Really, I wonder what's wrong. Annie, honey, Bob. Annie crying. What happened? What is it? What is it? What is it? What happened, Annie? What happened? Take it easy. Try to get your breath. Take a deep breath, Annie, and tell us. What happened, Annie? There's a woman out there. A woman who? What woman? I don't know. I don't know. I never saw her before. Well, what did she do, Annie? She chased me. Chased you? She was on horseback. Take it easy. She chased me. She tried to cut me off and run me down. All right. I think if we caught her, she would have caught me. She would have killed me. What, Annie? Oh, God, that way. She looked at me. Where was this, Annie? I don't know. Try to remember. John, hadn't you better get on the phone? Get somebody to look after her? Out in the meadow? Near the hills, Daddy? All right, I'll take care of it. It's over now, baby. Everything's going to be all right. Darling, what a fright you must have had. Come on now. Now it's all right. Get your breath. Take the gardener with you. You may need help. Yes, when you find her, bring her to the house immediately. Immediately? I was so frightened. She just rolled at me with such a look of hatred. But had you never seen her before? No. Get the police. It was just unexpected. 1 second I'm alone. Then I look up and there she is on this hill, glaring down at me. She then started down the hill, whipping the holster, screaming at me. Darling, you don't have to tell us anymore. Try to forget. I can't forget. I don't understand. Who is she? Why was she chasing me? We'll find out. Your father's calling the police. I don't know where she came from. Just a warning. Are you telling us everything? Are you sure she wasn't carrying a sign that read, cancel engagement party? Don't marry an investment broker? Yours truly, Fate? That's not funny, Bob. I'm sorry, I was only trying to cheer you up. Thank you, it's all set. We'll find her. Good, feeling better? Yes, Daddy. Good. I can't have the red-eyed fancy a party night, certainly not. Tell us about this woman, her idea who she is. No, Daddy. Maybe she's ridden into our property by mistake. Mistake? That's right, Miss Henderson. She's ridden here by mistake. Why should she attack Annie? Did she say anything to you? She just kept screaming at me. I didn't know what she was saying. I couldn't understand her. All I know is that she wanted to kill me. Yeah, well, you're just assuming that, honey. No, she wanted to kill me, Bob, with her rings. I doubt if she followed you home. Well, if she did, let's hope she did. Save us the trouble looking after her. For her. Where exactly did this happen? Doorbell rings, honey, Daddy. Aren't you going to look? Wherever it is, Reynolds, we'll let them in. I know that, but come on, baby. Where did this happen? Look, I told you, Danny, in the meadow near the hill. Please, Reynolds, Mrs. Mitchell, Mitchell, I said, I want to see Miss Henderson. Reynolds, I'm sorry, sir. There's no mysterious woman, I'm afraid. Unless she's a baritone. Sounds like Ben Green Mitchell. Don't care about that. I want to talk to her. David, I'll take care of this. Danny, oh dear, I thought this was all ended. It is, Mother. I don't not want Annie. I didn't, Annie. Now, Annie, you keep away from me. Ben arguing. I will, Mother. I want to talk to her. Now get out of my way, Mr. Mitchell. You are not at liberty, Reynolds. I take care of this. You're not welcome in this house, Mr. Mitchell. I come to see Annie. He does not care to see you. You're making all the decision now. Would you prefer that I call the police? Call who you will. I'm here to see Annie. What will convince you, prosecution? Just a few words from your daughter. Hear that, then? Then if there's any way we can be rid of you. Annie, is over before you. Is it over between you and him? Isn't it? Yes. I just want to talk to him. That's all. It's not too late. Say you please, Annie. It's not too late. Only a blind man could believe that. I wasn't talking to you. That's right. I'm talking to you. Tell me. Well, you don't love me. I'll go. Tell me, David. As silence is your answer. Are you convinced now? I said from your daughter, I'll give you 1 minute to finish your little diatribe. Then, if you're not leave, immediately, Mr. Mitchell, you'll be moved by force and thrown into jail for allegedly legal entry. And look, Annie, look at me. I love you, Annie. Do you know how long I loved you? All our lives, I've thrown it. You've thrown it away for him. He doesn't even know who you are, Annie. You belong together, Annie. We have belonged together, you know that. Don't let your father force you into this. Don't make this mistake with your life. Break your engagement. I can't, David. You broke ours. Please, Annie. Please marry me. We always knew we'd be married. Even when we were kids, we knew it. You're bullying with me, Annie. Please don't, John. Time, Mr. Mitchell. Come and out. I'm not through yet. You're through. Annie, please. Annie, David. Please hold steady, Mr. Mitchell. Daddy, no. John, easy. I think you'll go now. Don't think that I wouldn't use this. On the contrary, Daddy. Please don't let it hurt him. Is that what you want? Your father to break up at this point of a gun? That's not a break of a point of a gun. Anne Mitchell, please, Annie. No, please. Wimpy, now you have the common courtesy and sense to leave this house aside. You know, I always have to feel sorry for him. Not quite, huh? Not quite. A good soft drink is in order. Amen, Annie? Annie? What? That lawyer phoned again. Do you hear me? I said that lawyer phoned again. I couldn't care less. Well, that helped. With all that, will that help? Yes. I help it. Help with drinks, enough of it. Ambrosia, are you going to take the house anyway? Away from us, Annie? Are you really? Yes. Well, they can have it. That's all it means to you. That's all. House you raised in. Raised? Mean loaned. Spoiled. Squeezed to death. A velvet glove. Are you starting that again? We started it the day I was born. You, me, and Daddy, dear Daddy. Can't, I won't bear you. You just face his memory, grasp, erase his memory. How cornball can you get? How dare you? How dare you? How dare you talk like that to your about your dull father? Gave it everything. Everything that's right. Give me everything. I never had to earn a bit of it. I don't even didn't have to work for anything. Never had to bother acquiring. Such future traits as judgment, discrimination. Who but knows them needs them anyone needs them cheers. You blame your father who you forget for yes. I blame my father. Oh, he was strong, wasn't he? He was strong, so efficient, so meticulous, and I was his baby. I was his baby with all the keen interests of a baby, all the capacity to understand, the ability to judge. So I made a mistake, a little mistake, just enough to ruin my life. And he don't. Oh, how wonderful. I have only been disciplined, age of 43. What would it about the house, Annie? I don't care about the house. I care. What's that shall be fortune and none of my own. You sure that what I saw today? Do you? Do you know what I saw today? Do you? I don't know. I saw a ghost mug on my own. What's intriguing, isn't it? be haunted by one's own self. Positively intriguing. What are you talking about? I'm talking about what ghosts, mother, phantoms, hesitations, reminders from the past, future. I went out running today. I was where I usually go, beyond the meadow. I was on a ridge and saw this younger girl. This young girl ride toward me. Me, mother, as I looked at 18. Remember the day of my engagement party, do you? June 13th, 1939. I even remember the date. Remember now it came terrified because some woman attacked me and daddy, dear old daddy, had to search for her in vain. Well, where was that woman, mother? Huh? Last I was that woman. You want to know something funny? Something marvellously funny? That's not the only time I've seen her. Bizarre, isn't it? Keep seeing her again and again. Keep seeing myself again and again. On a day, that one particular day. You know the expression, go chase yourself? Well, that's what I've been doing, chase myself. Do you remember what Robert said to me? That day, maybe it's a warning, he said. I thought he was joking. But it was a warning. A warning myself not to marry the wrong man. But I married him anyway, didn't I? And now I've paid the price. I've become the grotesque phantom, frightened the poor children, child half to death 25 years ago. A sterile alcoholic phantom, married to a man who's run in this state into ruin. Only I moan, I've been warned. Warned about what? Oh, no answer to that, your loving husband. Ah, she turned her back on me. I wonder what that this signifies, respect. You might have a courtesy. Just once, would you get out? Do I have to draw your map? Get out of here. Get out. Two minds out. With a single fault. Alcoholic dissolution. And not far to go. Desperate. Disrespect by my girl. Can't have that, you know. What's that, you old? Danny's gone and buried. I'm the man of the house now. Man. Laughs jeerily. That's right, my dolly. Sweetheart lovely. Man, you must look up to me, respect. Just you go to the devil now, we must have respect. You must all have a little respect. After all, I am your adored one. Your love, true love, your adored one. Annie, are you all right? I saw you go out a foot, maybe. You didn't fare well. Oh, I'm fine. Lovely night, yes it is. Are you warm enough? My father throws quite a potty, he does. Yes, he does. Really marvellous mood. Oh, Daddy's always in a good mood when he gets goodbye his way. Well, nothing. You know, I think I'm a bit chilly. Do you suppose you could get something to put on my shoulders? Of course. I'm loving old David. Oh, Annie. Annie, I love you. I love you. Come away from me. Oh, David, I don't want to know, Annie. Yeah, I'll decide. There's no more time. Oh, David, you are my true love, my loved one. Make me happy, please. Make me happy. I will. Oh, Annie. Annie, I love you. I love you. Come away with me. Shrieking Annie, wailing. Annie, wait. Come back. This is a face of terror. Anne Mitchell, Mary Mitchell, dissolute, existing once more, afflicted by the hope of altering her past mistake. Hope is unfortunately doomed to disappointment. A warning for the future past must be taken in the past. Today may change tomorrow. Once the day is gone, tomorrow can only look back in sorrow that a warning was ignored. Said warning, as of now, stamped out, not accepted, stored away in the dead file in the recording office of the Twilight Zone.